Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for giving me this opportunity to stand here with the youth message. Our God is a good God.
Hallelujah.
And I want to thank Pastor and Pastor for this opportunity also. And as you all know, today, this weekend in Canada, we have the Thanksgiving. So we as believers have many reasons to give thanks for. When we think the worldly people, they are celebrating Thanksgiving, they give thanks for many things. But we, as Christians, have the real reason to give thanks. So today, when I was told to give the youth message, there was one message, one verse which came into my heart. And as I meditated that, God gave me a short message which I'm going to share with you. But this, for those who attended the men's meeting, I and Tony brother never talked to each other. But it's a lot of correlation from yesterday's evening message and today's message. So that's how the Spirit of the Lord leads. Am I right? So when you hear the message, you will understand. So for today's Bible reading, I'd like to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. Can any of the youth read, please? Yes, thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly come to your presence, O God. We thank you, Master, for this lovely time that you have given us, Lord. O Lord Jesus, as we are going to meditate on this word, O Lord, you expound it for us, O God. Cover me under your blood, Lord Master, and let only what you desire come out of my mouth. Bless, Lord, the congregation. Bless, Lord, the youngsters, the youth, O Lord. And bless also, Lord Master, every believer to hear this word and let it be a blessing in our lives. Take the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here it is written, thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. So here, Paul is writing, let all thanks be to God and God only. So when we as Christians on this Thanksgiving weekend, our heart should be filled with thanks and gratitude towards our God. But that's why, when you read that verse, it says more depth. Why do you give thanks to God? Because he gives victory through Jesus Christ. Because of the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, we should give thanks to God. So everyone desires to be victorious. In this life, if you take an exam, you would like to pass. If you do something, we would like to be successful. But in a Christian believer's life, when you see, there are a lot of struggles. Sometimes it is not necessary that the person is always successful. In the sense, there are struggles in our life in which we fail. There are things of God which are required in our life which we don't keep up to the standards. So if you ask a genuine believer, yes, he would say, there are struggles in my life and I'm unable to cope up with it. But what does the Lord desire? God desires us to be victorious in our Christian life. It is easy to see defeated Christians. It is easy to see people around us who have lost hope. It's easy to see around us people who have lost their way. But we have to acknowledge that victorious Christians are a very few people. So we have to look up unto them. So today, my message is victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord desires his children that we should have victory through him. What is the Lord's desire? There are three things which I'm going to expound, which points which the Lord gave me, I'm going to expound and sit. Victory is only through Jesus Christ. Victory is not through our efforts, not through our mind, not through self-determination, not through planning, not through anything, but relying on the grace of God or the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to be victorious in our Christian life. Even in our life, Christian life, and even in all aspects of our life. So victory is only through Jesus Christ. That's why we give thanks to God, because he gives us victory through Jesus Christ. So the Lord, the first thing the Lord desires us to have victory is over sin and death. When you read this verse, in other translations it says like this, some translations it says like this, thanks be to God who gives us victory over sin and death. So sin is a real struggle for every believer. Some of you may be saved. Some of you may be living a Christian life. But there are areas we have to acknowledge that we struggle with. Yesterday, those who came to the men's meeting heard, there are many aspects with Galatians 5, 18 onwards. Tony brother was speaking. What did it say? It talks about the many struggles that the believers have. Some with anger, some with jealousy, some with sexual immorality, some with wicked thoughts, some with lust in their eyes, lust in their flesh. All these things, I just named a few, but even dissensions, even divisions among us, all these things are brought by the devil, or we struggle with it. Even though we struggle, we acknowledge this, this is the thing which separates us from God. Sin is only one factor which can separate us from God and us. When you see the first man, Adam, when God created Adam, God used to commune with him. God used to come and spend time with him. Adam could hear the voice of God and God could speak to him. But what happened when he disobeyed God? When sin came between them, God could not commune. They had to pay a price for it. They had to pay a consequence. They were driven out from the Garden of Eden, you can see. Similarly, if we start to cherish sin in our life, if we start to cherish and go according to the sinful nature, what will happen is our communion with the Lord will be lost. We would not be able to hear God's voice. That is why Jesus died on the cross for us. That is why Jesus paid the price on the cross, so that he defeated sin. The force of sin which is tempting us, the force of sin that is working within us the victory can be taken over sin by relying on Jesus. That is what I'm coming to say. So victory over sin and death can occur through the blood of Jesus. The Bible says like this in 1 John, 1 verse 5 to 7 if you read. It says, if we say that we have no sins, we are liars, it says. So if we say, oh, I am perfect, I don't have sin, I'm not struggling, that means we are lying in the presence of God. Yes, every one of us has areas when we sit in the presence of God. God will show us areas that we are struggling in. But what is sufficient for us? The blood of Jesus, which was shed on the cross, is sufficient for us. When you trust in the blood of Jesus, when you believe in Jesus wholeheartedly with a sincere heart, you can take victory over sin. It is not impossible that you have to be in sin. It is not necessary that you should live in sin. But what you can do is, you can have victory over sin by believing in Jesus with a sincere heart, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us with all our sins. So the first thing what we have to do is, victory over sin and death will come to you by the blood of Jesus and believing in his heart. The second thing, when you see, the Lord desires to us to have victory in doing the will of God. When you read John chapter 4, verse 34, can somebody read that please for me? John chapter 4, one of the youth can read it. John chapter 4, verse 34. Yes, thank you, brother. So here you can see, Jesus is saying to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So one, God expects us to have victory over sin, which is very important. The second thing, when Jesus is here, he says, my food is to do the will of God. What does that mean? The Lord desires us to have victory in doing the will of God. When Jesus, if you read this scenario, I will just go in fast. Jesus is talking to the Samaritan woman. Jesus is revealing himself, saying, I am the Messiah to the Samaritan woman. And when Jesus revealed himself, the people, the disciples who went to take bread, they came and they marveled. And they thought he was hungry, but he's talking to a woman. And when they saw that, Jesus is saying to them, I have food to eat that you do not know. And then he said, my food is to do the will of my Father. So what does that mean? Jesus, even though he was God, he was also man, you can see. He was ready to do the will of the Father in his life. He had a choice. Everyone has a choice in our life. When you see in this world, we have a choice to do. Whatever you want to do, you can do. You can choose. Like the Bible says, there are two ways you can do. One is the wide is the way that goes into destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to life, it says. So you have a choice to do. You can either do the will of God, or you can do the will or your own will. Here Jesus, even as a man, he was willing to do the will of the Father. As a person in this world, he was God himself on one aspect, but the man aspect was willing to do the will of the Father. So in other words, his goal was the will of God should be done in our lives. That God's will should complete. That should be the desire of everyone. We should have victory. The Lord desires that we should have victory in that. It is not easy to do the will of the Father. That is why I said we should have victory over that. Why is it not easy? Because you have to surrender completely to him. If you have to do the will of the Father, you have to surrender. How can we surrender? What does it surrender completely? We sing a beautiful song, I surrender all. I surrender all. There's a beautiful hymn which is there. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. That's a beautiful hymn there. But surrendering, you surrender to a person who's above you. You surrender to a person saying that you are nothing, and that person takes control. Or in other words, it is not a forced surrender, not like you see in wars, where somebody comes with a gun and asks you, or even to the police, they ask you to lift your hand. It's not the forced surrender that God is wanting from you. God willingly submitting yourself to the to his presence. Why do you do that? It's because you think of the sacrifice that you, who as a sinner, God brought you out and gave you eternal life. That thought is helping you to surrender at the presence of God. When you surrender at the presence of God, you accept his will in your life. Then you have a fellowship with him. Then you submit and spend quality time with him. What happens is, if you do not surrender, you may just be doing this for your own gains. For instance, I will tell you, suppose you want to become a doctor, there's nothing wrong in being a doctor. So then you start using God to become a doctor, or even to do a business, or to do anything in this worldly realm. That's all nothing wrong. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. But what is the will of the Father? If God's will is that you should be a doctor, yes, it is good. But what I'm saying is, know the will of the Father. How can you know the will of the Father in your life? By spending quality time, surrendering yourself. That is why the Bible says like this, abide in me and I will abide in you. So when you abide in him, he will start abiding in you. When you take victory over sin, then you can commune with God. But then God needs a commitment from you, a total surrender, so that you can do his will. And secondly, you should understand, when you do the will of God, you should understand the ways of the Lord. Many times we think, oh, this is a good way for us to go. Our human human mind will say, this is a right way to go, but not necessary. Because the Bible says that who can understand the ways of God? Can somebody read to me Job 11:7, please? Job 11:7. That's a beautiful verse which says, yes, can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? This is a verse which says, nobody can understand the depths of God, His wisdom, His plan for us. Our plans and our will is all limited. We may plan for 10 years, 20 years, but the will of God is so great. The plans that God have for each one of us is so awesome. So that is why it says like this, what God wants us to do, you should understand. And also you can see, the Bible says like, God chose the foolish things in this world to despise, the foolish thing to despise the wise. In other words, God's ways are so different. God needed foolish things. We foolish people, God chose in this world to know or demonstrate His glory. So you can, what I'm coming to say is, His ways is greater than our ways. That's what the Bible says. His plans concerning you and me is much, much greater and much, much wiser than our thoughts and our plans. But what we have to do is, we have to know the will of God. So when you understand the will of God in your life, when you realize the will of God in your life, you will be able to do His will and take victory in it and satisfy God, you can see. The next, one more thing I would like and like to say and sit down. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Yes. So here you can see the Lord desires us to have victory in completing the race. You have to have victory over sin. You have to have victory in doing the will of God in your life. But that is all good. But God gives importance in completing the race. God doesn't, this Christian life is considered as a race here. Run in such a way, when you read the 24th verse, it says, run in such a way that you may get the prize. You run so that you get the prize. So we have to finish the race. It's not how we started the race. There are many people, if you have done long distance run, even short distance running, competed in a race, usually we start very good. But after a period of time, when you see, there is a decrease of energy in our body itself. So after some time, we would see only those who are really strong have more power to finish the race. Similarly, what God wants us is to complete our race victoriously. God, not how we started. We all started well. We all did a good job at the beginning. But how is your Christian life till the end is what God desires. You can see here is God, when God has given us talents in our life, when God has given us gifts in our life, God expects us that till the end that we would be a glory for His kingdom. As here in us, as we read here, like everyone competes for the prize, but only one wins. And that prize you can see in this world is perishable, but the price which God gives is imperishable. In other words, what we can see is we are running for an imperishable crown. What we are doing in this world is of being for that glorious reward that we have in heaven. So it is necessary that we complete the race, that we run every day thinking that this is the last day in our life. This, if today the Lord comes, or if I meet my Savior, am I successful in completing the race? having that in our life, looking forward to that imperishable crown, because we have only one thing the Lord expects us as. One thing the Lord would say at the end, all of us want to hear that is, well done, good and faithful servant. In between, we are not worried what happens. There are many strongholds. There are many things which will try to pull us back. But we have to fix our eyes on Jesus and we have to go. We should not look at others how they are doing in this Christian race. In this Christian life, it's not about comparing with others. Because the Bible says, if you look at others, just imagine you are running a 100 meters race. If you turn and look behind, sometimes the other person may run forward ahead of you. You have to realize that there is an imperishable crown. You have to look at Jesus. You have to go forward in your life. You should only believe what the Lord says about you. In other words, don't worry what your friends are talking about you. Don't worry what your peers are going to say about you. You may be different from them, and you have to be different from them. You may not be in the majority of the world. You may be a minority, but what you have to do is you have to believe in the report of the Lord. You have to believe what God is saying about you. If today, if I sit in the presence of God, will God say to me, good and faithful servant? That is what every one of us has to think. Everyone, when you sit there, if tomorrow is my end, what will God say to me? Will God say, oh, well done, good and faithful servant? If God says that, if you have that confidence in your heart, that God will say, then you are on the right track. If God cannot say that, if you, in the presence of God, if you sit and you feel that God cannot say that, then you have to rectify your life, because our life is short. We do not know when our life will end, or we do not know when the master will come. Either of the two will occur any time, at any moment, but we have to take victory in completing the race. That should be our goal, and do everything in this Christian life for the glory of God. Whether it being your talents, using your talents for singing, whether it's preaching, everything, only one aim for us: God should be glorified. Like Paul says, he must increase and I must decrease. So today I would like to conclude this message saying that we have, thanks be to God who gives us victory through Christ Jesus. Let us thank God. In what we have to thank God is when we have victory over sin and death. That is what God desires in our life. That's what God wants in our life. That is what is a hindrance in our Christian life. God wants us to have victory in doing His will. God wants us to complete the race. Today, when we surrender our lives to God, let us not be as defeated Christians. Let us not be persons doing what we desire to do, but let us do what God desires, and let us not falter in our race. Let us not be people who have fallen down so that we may become a public spectacle. But what God desires is we complete the race in our lives. So let us all say together that thanks be to God who gives us victory in Christ Jesus. Today, let us all stand up. Let us all stand up and let us say, oh, that thanks be to God who gives us victory in Christ Jesus. It is not through our efforts. Oh, as the Malayalam choir can come forward, and as you're going to lead us in worship, let us say today, oh, thank you, God, for giving us victory in Christ Jesus. It is not our effort. It is not our plans, or it is not our will, but let the will of God. Victory over sin can be attained through Jesus Christ. Victory in doing the will of God. Oh, what is God's will? Understanding and doing that in your life will be a blessing. And also the victory in completing the race. Let us commit our lives, and may the good Lord bless you with these words.